Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We're sending the ladies of Dallas out with champagne and style here at AfterBuzz TV. It is season 1, episode 11, reunion, and it's the Real Housewives of Dallas right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
My fame.
We're like, what's the best song for the reunion?
Right?
We're going out with a bang with Britney.
The best.
Well, can't go wrong.
Welcome to the panel for Dallas Housewives. You know what's going on? We're talking about the reunion. An hour and 15 minutes of revelations, rumors, and tampon talk, and poop talk. I'm your host, Grant Rutter. Thank you so much for joining us all season, and enjoy this last episode.
It's here, guys. Can we believe it?
I can't believe it.
It flew right by.
It did. What happened?
So who else is on the panel? Let's introduce ourselves.
Yes. I am Blake V. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
What's up, everyone? I'm Thomas Erlina. You can find me at Thomas Erlina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
What's up, everybody? It's DJ Richie Sky. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky and on Snapchat at Richie Sky.
Love it. Okay, let's talk about the show and how we wrapped everything up. I think we were all kind of curious where this show was going to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, even from the start, when we started together, we were like, you know, what is this? Is it, you know, wasn't shot as Housewives, so it was a little different. But we've had an interesting journey with talking with some of these women in the crosshairs of the mess going on in Dallas and analyzing it for what it is. And apparently people are not short of having an opinion because the city of Dallas and the people who live there do not feel like these women were a good representation of the city.
I feel like people say that about every Housewives city. I mean, like... You need to be thankful. Like, you know, this is another show about your city. It's giving people jobs and opportunities. Mm-hmm. So, shut up.
That's what I have to say. Yeah, I did feel bad for Brandy, though, because her kids got kicked out of their school.
I know, that was awful.
Everything happens for a reason.
Because, that's true. Yeah, that's, like, the one and only time.
Like, for calling wine Jesus juice, like, seriously? Ugh.
Yeah.
She did worse stuff on the show than that.
I know.
And if that's what gets your kids kicked out of school, no one needs to go to that school.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
I guess that's living in the South, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's just part of
it. The Bible Belt.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe that's just part of the culture there. It's a lot more sensitive and way more conservative than a place like Beverly Hills or New Jersey where anything goes, it seems.
Listen. You can get a Bible at any hotel, girl. You can educate your kids any kind of way you want.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, she's having fun on a reality
show. I know,
show.
For exactly. God's sake.
Yeah, I mean, it,
they were
it was a lot.
The most.
Yeah. It was.
Mm-hmm.
Quite.
Well, we, Richie and I had a chance to talk with Stephanie. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't checked that out, you can check that on the episodes on YouTube and on iTunes as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we recommend checking it out.
Definitely recommend checking it out. Stephanie is, she's really fun. She has a lot of life to her, you know, and she was the most adorable sweetheart I could.
Such a good
just
person.
From the moment she walked in, it was just, you could tell what type of person she was going to be, and she did not disappoint.
Yeah. So if you want even more Dallas and you haven't heard that yet, make sure you check that out after this show, because it's a good listen.
Yeah, it is.
We loved having her
very
here.
Insightful.
Yes.
I was really happy for Stephanie. I feel like, you know, she really felt like she found her voice, like what she was saying. Mm-hmm. I think in the first episode we were worried about her not being able to speak you know, over Travis, and she doesn't have any more chores, so
the list. Hallelujah.
Saw the lists are gone.
We saw the jewelry, the $75,000
honestly room. That episode was the episode that changed it for me. I was like, girl, you got the best marriage.
I think think we all were on that same page.
Yeah, I was like, I'll take a list too.
We changed our minds about Travis.
Finally learned what he does. He works in the largest wood manufacturer lacquer business. Is that what it
locker.
Was?
Locker.
Oh, locker.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm thinking he's like shellacking wood and like getting paid good money to do it.
But
locker.
Who
That's
knew?
A lot of money.
That there was big money in locker manufacturing.
Lots of money there.
I guess you buy in bulk, you know? You buy you're not going to need one. You're going to need a couple dozen.
Right. Well, and he said that they're outfitting huge places. Like they did a stadium, like a sports stadium.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, though, to know that, you know, they have that kind of money, but she's as grounded and as, like, she just has a real sense of family that hasn't left her at all. Yeah. Like, that was amazing.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah, well, we learned why there's so much poop humor, and the ladies blamed it on their kids for their young humor. And
Stephanie did say she regretted that, though. She said that after the first episode, she was kind of like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But then there was more in episode 2 and episode 3.
Yeah.
You know what their relationship reminded me of? Like, I was watching, when we were watching it back, it was more like Simple Life. Like, just watching two best friends just like...
It was kind of like that.
Right? Yeah. That's what I was getting from the whole...
Oh, that's so funny. Vibe,
right?
Totally was like that.
Well, Tiffany opened up about her racy past with film and Cinemax, and she clarified that it is not porn, and, I mean, she didn't seem too surprised that it came out. I mean, of course, that stuff comes to surface, but I still really like Tiffany. I think she's one of the standouts on the show.
I like her a lot. Mm-hmm. She looked great in her yellow dress, too. So.
She looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
And, like,
I could get along with
and, I mean, like, nobody watches Cinemax, but, I mean, like, I feel like you can see worse than that on Instagram and Snapchat. Hello, Richie Sky.
That is
you mean you're gonna see worse than that on yours? Okay, let's go. Let's go.
Wait a minute.
You're not gonna call me out and leave out this one.
The Snapchat. Yeah, the Snapchat. Yeah.
So good. These two are masters of Snapchat. If you're not following them,
guys,
do
follow
it.
Us.
Yeah. Do it. And like, who cares? Like, that information does not affect me.
Everybody
at
all. Has a porn tape now, so girl, you're
right. Yes.
Well, Leanne talked about her relationship with Rich, and she says that, oh, actually, Tiffany said that he controls her when the carny comes out. Mm. And, that she calls Rich the carny whisperer.
Which was funny.
You can tell Rich kind of balances her out, so I think it's a good relationship.
Yeah. Do we think he's ever going to propose? What do we think?
Okay, that's a great question, because all season long we've seen Leanne just talk about it. And Rich has said nothing. He's alluded to nothing. So what do you think? He already has at least a child that we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's been married before. I don't know.
It would be nice too. I feel like that would maybe change Leanne as well. You know?
I think it's very weird for someone to pressure another person into, like, proposing. If I feel that type of pressure, I'm going to back off and I'm not going to do it just because there's an expectation that I should.
That was like Kenya and Walter.
Exactly. It's like, no, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Let this man do it on his own. And if not, if that's not the relationship for you, leave. And if it is, in that sense that it is, just enjoy it.
Yeah. 100%
we'll
agree.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little about Carrie and her husband.
And
her versus Leanne and blah, blah, blah. She says that charity is not for the people attending, looking at Leanne the whole time. And she thinks that Leanne uses charity for upward mobility and to be seen. And, of course, we heard this throughout the show. And so there's a debate going back and forth between those two, and a lot of tears
stop. I didn't see the tears. I did not see the tears. This is a problem
that I have.
And I want to ask you this.
Yes.
Like, as a woman who wears makeup, you know what I'm saying? I just want to know when there's mascara or something, because I'm trying to find the tears. I was looking for them. Mm-hmm. I did not see them. I heard a lot of whining, and it frustrated the hell out of me because it lasted for about 30 minutes.
It was constant.
It was a whole episode.
Her whole reunion appearance was crying.
Does mascara prevent the tears from actually forming? I'm just curious. Like, I don't know that.
Yeah. Here and now, no.
Oh.
Okay.
No. The tears will fall if they are happening.
Gotcha. Even, yeah. Even yes. If she has some okay. type of, like, waterproof mascara. Like, is no, that no. standard?
No, because then the tears will still come. The mascara just won't run.
You know, I just yeah. want to know because I want to yeah. either decrease my expectation of what a cry is supposed to look like. Because mm-hmm. I didn't see... When that happens, I feel like this is not genuine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how I feel when I watch Lisa yeah. Vanderpump on Beverly Hills. I have yet to see that woman actually shed yeah. a tear. But
yeah, so this was interesting.
You leave Lisa alone.
I was waiting for that.
No.
So I'm going to need you to leave. No. Don't go all Eileen Davidson on this.
I'm not talking about that fake tonight. Oh,
God. Yes. All so right. I will say quickly about Carrie. So... Previously in the episode, we've seen kind of leading up to this, she's very strong and says, Leanne doesn't affect me and I stand strong and I'm going to hold my ground here. And she and Mark came in recently and did a spotlight on interview here at AfterBuzz. And that's right. They were like lovely and strong and good. Like, you know, it was just good. It was a good conversation. And I was asking her about the reunion, and she said, yeah, well, you'll see a lot of my responses to kind of what happened through the season. And I did not expect her to be crying the whole time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That just surprised me so much. I thought maybe for a moment, like maybe, okay, you get choked up for a moment. But the whole time.
Yeah, it was, I found myself wishing for the Carrie of this season.
Yes.
That we knew a little less about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Than the one that we got tonight, because yeah. I just didn't feel like... Just this is just me. I didn't feel like it was genuine. I felt like there was a little bit of
protecting her image
and trying to gain sympathy. And I did feel like, to a certain degree, I don't know this to be true, but that there may have been some feelings involved there with her husband before they actually got together. Because the story just seems so weird to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I would rather just own it. Who cares? No one yeah. cares.
Yeah. Who cares?
I know.
That's the thing that's weird to me is, like, even if they did have an affair, who cares?
Who cares?
And I don't like the term homewrecker. Yeah. As a woman, I do not believe in that term. I don't like it. I don't like when women say about other women stealing someone's man. Like, no. A man has a brain.
Someone.
No. You cannot steal someone. Man has a choice to stay or not to stay. And if he wasn't happy and he went to a situation where he is clearly happy and clearly thriving, unfortunately, the previous situation didn't work out.
Exactly.
But this is working out. And so what? Yeah. Who cares how it happened?
You know what I did appreciate, though? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm finished, Thomas.
I did appreciate Carrie getting out of her seat and doing the traditional. Someone had to walk off that reunion set.
Yeah.
Someone had to walk off,
but
and Carrie did it.
I felt like it wasn't the right time. Like there, you
it was
know,
too soon.
It was
too soon.
First 20 minutes.
Yeah,
I don't know. It just seemed very. I want to like Carrie because I feel like there's likable things about.
Yeah.
I do feel a lot of likable things.
And
about
And I love
her.
Carrie. I do.
I've wanted to like her all season.
Yeah.
I just felt like this. Reunion, she just didn't seem that genuine to me.
And I just wanted her to stand up more for it, less crying, and be like, it didn't happen, and we love each other, and that's what it is. Done.
Yep.
You don't need
Shut
to cry. No need to cry or get sympathy for the situation because it doesn't matter. You love each other. It's working. Go with it.
What would Heather Dubrow do?
Yes.
Ask yourself.
Well, Leanne.
WWHDD.
Leanne did make it a little bit about her in this conversation when she revealed that the man who was engaged to her attacked her. She had to do parkour and roll under a garage door and
parkour
get into the street.
I'm not laughing at that.
No.
I'm laughing at you.
Yeah.
Let's make that clear.
No,
Blake
it was
on fire
a terrible
this evening.
I mean, the man was engaged. It was like a terrible thing overall, but
it was absolutely terrible.
Dramatic. I mean, getting hit up against this cobblestone street and the people who turned their back on her. I mean, this woman's just had a crazy existence. But she was ultimately saved, but what sucks is that guy didn't do any time for that because he was well-connected.
That's the worst.
You know, it is. It's the worst.
It's one thing to go through that
America.
And nobody help.
Yeah.
And that's the reality of this country. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
Everybody who's connected and in certain places, you don't have to worry about
and how
being
often
responsible.
This happens.
Oh.
It happens a lot.
Every day. Mm-hmm. Every day. Yeah.
You know that what really surprised me with Leanne is that you would think that she would be really guarded, but she was actually the one that was most open about her story and her, you know, and people still attacked her. It's
don't
not like
call
people...
it a story.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Do not call it a story.
I know. But I'm happy that she was just very open this season, yeah. And we really got to know, you know, she really explained why she is the way she is, and she's still seeking, you know, anger management.
I think you're the Carney Whisperer.
Like, I think
you're
so.
Rich. You're the new Rich. Yes.
She really grew on me this season. Oh. I do like her.
I know.
Oh, I love Leanne.
I do too. I just have a lot of questions about her. Like,
really?
Yes.
I feel like she put everything. She pooped in a basket. She's a she rolled onto a garage door. She was a Carney kid. Her parents met her. She grew up with her grandparents. What more do you want to know?
I want to know how she makes money to live.
It's in the book.
That's what I really have
apparently
a hard time
she's
understanding.
She's written several books.
So
like
she makes money from being an author?
I don't know. Listen, I thought.
Does Rich pay for her life?
She must make money doing speeches and going.
The charities pay her to organize, maybe, and
that could be
do?
It. That yeah. could be it, because I mean, people knew they do need yeah. organizing. I guess.
Yeah, because I think she has said before she just volunteers to do this, which is wonderful. I just need to know how you're living, because I work real hard every day to pay my rent, and I just need to know.
Well, she's just
where's that money coming from?
Well, obviously, you need to get into the charity world.
I do. Because
that's where it's happening.
That's how I need to know. I need to link up with Leanne, and she can show me the ropes.
Exactly.
This is wonderful.
The
yes.
charity world must be an underground world in L.A. Because in L.A., nobody works and does anything. But yet, somehow, they're driving a BMW, too.
Yes. Hmm.
They're all involved in the charity world.
What am I doing wrong?
Our charity world has gone down the toilet.
Doing this show, maybe?
No.
All of our reputations are just ruined.
It's done.
What from doing this yeah. show.
We're over.
We're so over.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, I mean, what more could we could go into a lot about Carrie and Mark. You know, they consider themselves close friends, and that she said that he turned his life around before they actually were together, and she went to work with him and all this stuff. There was a lot going on. To me, I just didn't want to keep hearing about their marriage.
Yeah.
It was kind of over. Like, it is what it is. Like, they're married legitimately. Like, it's all rumors.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like, how long can we just keep addressing rumors?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and sort of the little tiff between Leanne and Carrie.
Yeah.
And she, like, Leanne kind of threw that shot at her saying, like, I work for charities every day. I don't sew up titties. What did she say?
Cut on titties.
Yeah, which, like, okay, but that's because it's medical.
Yeah.
Like, they had to go to school for many years to be cutting on them titties. So, like...
You know what I didn't understand that
know,
story about
comparison.
Why Carrie wanted to work for him? I didn't understand the correlation with anything with that. Like, what was she trying to explain with that? Can somebody tell me?
Yeah. I guess she just wanted... At least because she wanted to get real close.
Yeah, like, how did she even know him...
Like, Danielle Staub real close?
Before.
Like,
she said something about the intricate surgeries he was doing before. So
yeah.
maybe she wanted to get into that
so did
practice
she, okay.
because
so
of the surgeries?
Did she meet him and then say, I want to work for him? And then they became real close.
Mm-hmm.
And then her fiancé slash husband mm-hmm. left her 3 months later because he a serial like fiancé.
A serial marrier.
Right. Yeah. And so then they got together. Is that how this worked? I'm not.
That's a pretty good assumption.
Maybe. Maybe.
It wasn't that clear. And, you know, when things are a little foggy,
yeah,
there's questions.
All in all, though, I do love their relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, he really loves
her. Yeah, I love the outcome.
Yeah. And if she did seek him out, who cares?
Yeah.
Because he could have stayed with whoever he was with, and we wouldn't be talking about it.
And I love a person that gets what they want.
I
especially,
love a person who gets what they want.
Who gets what they want. Yes.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with a determined
yes.
woman.
Exactly.
Because a man can always say no. Thank you.
Speaking of determined women, Heidi Dillon came up. Good friend of the show.
Heidi Evan Dillon.
Heidi.
Yes, Heidi.
Green
we miss
and
you.
F and everything. And so Leanne says that Heidi... The article came out in the newspaper that she didn't know Mark's wife, but Leanne says that she did. And... Like, Heidi cleared that up for us
she
on
did.
The show, so we know here, if we've been paying attention.
It was a mistaken identity.
Yes, exactly. And
a case of mistaken identity.
Leanne didn't really own up to owning really any of the rumors that she spread at all, and Carrie, whatever, she opened it with the rumors. And then Carrie apologized, And she did take the high road by being like, look, you do do a good job with what you do, like blah, blah, blah. And then there was the infamous reunion hug.
Yes, of course.
They get her, and then Stephanie spoke up for her, so that girl has found her voice.
Yeah, she really has. I'm really happy for her.
Yeah.
What did she say? She had a comment to Leanne.
She said, don't bring me into it. Leanne was having a moment with Carrie.
And they did the hug. Yeah, she told Stephanie not to call her egomaniacal.
Like, over Carrie's shoulder.
Yeah.
So that irritated Stephanie, and she said, look, you two are having a moment. Don't bring negativity onto anyone else. Don't bring it onto me.
That's just Leanne, though.
Yeah, it is.
Kind of.
It is. Well, to be truthful, I think she probably saw Stephanie roll her eyes, and Stephanie did roll her eyes. So I think probably. That was probably where that remark came from.
Yes, yes. And Leanne is no stranger to little snarky remarks like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, Carrie said that when she went to the Gothic Fair party, that she knew that Heidi was there just to have it be a setup just to make her look bad. And Stephanie agrees. Now, Heidi has sent me a few text messages, so let's see what Heidi has to say on the matter.
It's like reunion part two.
Exactly.
Except we don't have the printouts. You just have to believe our word.
Yes. Oh, my God.
So she also wants to promote that she does have an article on The Real Mr. Housewife, and it gets into a little bit more. But I think we have all the information here, so I don't know what's in that article. But
we have the exclusives of AfterBuzz.
Yes.
This is all
she
need.
Says she has this number, 1 through 4. One, period. I didn't have the Goth State Fair party to take down Carrie. 2, Marie told Carrie, the cast and producers, that I took a restraining order against her, meaning Carrie. Marie did that to prevent me from shooting any more scenes.
Wait, what?
So Marie
told the production that
she took out a restraining order against Heidi. According to
Interesting.
This.
Interesting.
So that's why they wanted to use Marie and they couldn't use Carrie. I mean, they couldn't use Heidi because of this restraining order.
Wow.
3, I did not know any of the Dubers until I met Carrie at the House of Blues event.
She did say that.
Never heard of them until the cast was announced. And 4, I don't judge how they met. I was throwing general shade about women on their knees, etc. And what I know about Carrie line was tacked on. Then she says, Brandy didn't hear us talking about Carrie coming up my stairs. She lied. Now, I don't really know exactly what that moment was. That Brandy says she heard stuff before she appeared at the party.
Maybe she said it at the reunion and I just kind of missed that. But
I think she might have said it in a previous episode. Mm-hmm. I don't think that was in tonight's. But yeah, so thank you, Heidi, for the 4.
Thanks, Heidi.
Heidi,
yes. Heidi
F. and Dylan, everyone.
You know, Marie might just be the Bobby Fischer of this show.
Ooh. That's very... That's very deep.
Yes. I kind of changed my opinion about Marie, actually. I feel like she was texting Tiffany, but I mean, if I had a friend that was texting another person about problems that you had with me, you should text me directly and not have texted Tiffany. So I didn't like that at all.
Yeah.
And it took me some time to really be like, okay, I get where Tiffany and Leanne are coming from. It wasn't cool. I don't think it was friend code at all.
I have a question, actually, about the texts. I wrote a note here. Tiffany was saying something about a text. She said, but the text you didn't show or the text you left out was, please respectfully leave me out of this or something.
Yes.
What was she talking about? Because
maybe Marie printed out her side somewhere.
Yeah, because I thought Tiffany was the only one that came with the printouts.
I don't know.
And if Tiffany was the only...
I remember Tiffany saying that, but I don't know if she...
Maybe it was posted somewhere else and it was, left out, but that's a big part.
Because if Tiffany printed out the text...
We read on this panel everything I could find.
And if Tiffany was going through the trouble of printing out the texts, why didn't she include the one where she said, respectfully, leave me out? Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I didn't get. Yeah. To my knowledge, Marie didn't present any texts. Tiffany did, with the printouts.
All we need to know is who texted who first. Hmm. And I'm pretty sure it was Marie.
Yeah. And if Tiffany sent that, I don't doubt that Tiffany sent that. Mm. It's just, to go through the effort of showing the proof, I'd like to see that one in there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
To say it happened, you know? Anyway, that was my question.
I'm with you on that.
Thanks. Yes. Thanks.
Well, Marie, Tiffany was pretty pissed to see her. As Stephanie says that Leanne said that she tried to discredit everyone. Right? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Because, yeah. I felt like I she was that. Getting
attacked, so she had to pick apart people. But if she wasn't heavily attacked, like what she says, if you don't come at her, she won't come at you. And people were coming at her, so that was like her mechanism.
What I got from that was that she meant that there were things happening outside of filming that was maybe hurtful or discrediting towards the cast members. Just based on some things that she said the other day, I just kind of wondered if maybe that's what she meant.
Yeah.
Tiffany says that she likened herself to a volcano that was holding in, like, all these emotions for a year. A year. I mean, I couldn't last a week. I mean, if I have something to say, it's out.
Yeah.
So, and then Andy was like, well, what were these emotions you were holding in for a year? And she just kind of blamed a lot on Marie and said that she was so dangerous, just too dangerous to be around. Am I missing anything? That's kind of what I got out of that moment.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe people have been talking about Leanne before the show started. Maybe there was some type of talk about her before it all started. Because I'm sure there were... Because even Carrie said that Leanne and her had conversations prior to a conversation, Leanne clarified. So I'm assuming that maybe once they all found out that they were going to be on the show, they maybe had conversations or they have to coordinate things. I feel like some of the most exciting things happen off camera.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Definitely.
And then so we're left trying to figure out, what did we miss?
Mm-hmm. What we're doing right now.
Exactly. So, you know, some things look like a mystery to us.
Yeah.
What do we think about Marie hiring somebody to, like, trash these women on social media?
I was so angry by Marie's comment. And when she said, I'm over 40, it's something about being over 40 and on Twitter. And I was like, girl, you need to stop. Like, you know, I wanted to side with her after not really side with her, but I wanted to be empathetic towards her.
Yeah.
Even though nothing she said really made sense after the show, I thought about it.
Yeah.
But I can't get with her. And her responses, like tonight was just like a little bit more telling about her personality.
Yeah.
I feel like than what she gave us when she talked to us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She seemed a lot more aggressive tonight.
Do we still want her on season 2?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And let me be clear, too. I treat the whole entire season separate from the reunion, right? So I feel like when I watch these women in the season, they are like characters. And I want drama. And I want craziness. And I want them to do whatever to each other.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to the reunion, it's like I'm seeing real people.
Yeah.
So, you know? So it's like I want the drama during the season. But in the reunion, like, I want honesty and, like, you know, the truth.
No, I want them to go back crazy on the reunion. That's what I want. And I got a little bit of that today.
It was peppered with some good moments,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
A lot of the moments being Leanne's comments. Yes. She had some spicy comments.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
Tampons.
Yeah, that tampon. Okay, so Richard, you liked that comment.
Yes.
I loved it. I just thought it was so appropriate. I feel like she knew where she was going with it. She was saving it, and she let it loose. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I didn't love it.
Why?
I didn't love it. I read too much into it.
Oh, I liked it.
And I was offended.
Really?
I was offended, Leanne.
Why?
Because, first of all, she was saying to Mark, implying he was on his period like a woman. So she was cutting him down by her comment saying, like, oh, you're not a man, you're like a woman.
Yeah,
which to her was an insult. And then I don't like that, because why could anyone... Why say, like, women are less than? Why say, are you less than?
That's
why
do you need a tampon? That's the other Leanne, though.
I think
we have to find the Leanne. There's two Leannes.
Andy had already asked him if he was cross-dressing. I just don't feel like it was that much of an insult. You know, come on. That was lighthearted by comparison. Andy's shade is the best shade.
Yes.
I think he tries way too hard to be shady, and he needs to just do his job and be a host.
That's
honestly how I feel. I mean, if you're going to be a moderator, you're going to be in the middle. Like, you can't be on Lisa Vanderpump's arm the entire time just because you're.
Which he wasn't this season.
But to rewind the tapes. Like, maybe not on that season, but like,
no, not at all.
Are you kidding me?
He should.
Yeah, but if you're gonna be a moderator and you're gonna do these reunions right, you have to play in the middle. I mean, he does the same thing with Therese. I mean, it's like not just her, but
Do we think he had a favorite lady for Dallas? No. Did he have anyone he leaned towards?
I don't think he enjoyed Dallas. He doesn't talk about it.
They didn't do a Jesus juice toast at the end. There was no that traditional.
He did a Facebook Live on Friday, and a lot of people were asking about Dallas, and he said, "Yo, I'm glad you watched the show," but like there was no extra energy put into it. Like when he gets involved, like New York, or like you know, just talking about Teresa, like it was just like, "Oh yeah, no," it was like anything else. Like on, you know, I could have been talking about like Below Deck. Like he wasn't as invested in it or as excited as he is like the other shows.
Yeah. So this was interesting. Brandy put this on Instagram, I think. She posted a picture of her outfit, her reunion outfit. This was like a few days ago. And she said that she wasn't happy with the way she looked on the reunion. She wasn't happy with her like hair and makeup and her whole look. Oh. She said that the hair and makeup that was provided for the reunion, the other women got ready first and like took up all the time. And there wasn't enough time left for Brandy to completely look the way she wanted before they had everyone get started. Yeah. So she was upset. So she put that on Instagram. And I thought that was very interesting because... Like, why wouldn't you wait for all the cast to be properly fitted?
Well, it's interesting that her placement and for her to get that treatment last because her placement was right next to Andy on the couch. And usually those are the people that are...
The choice people.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. So that's interesting.
When Carrie walked off stage, I felt like there was only one camera crew worker that was, like, in the back.
Oh, well, she didn't have anywhere to go, so obviously it wasn't a big room.
Right.
I think that was the Watch What Happens Live studio, and they reconverted it.
I think so.
I don't know. Andy, tweet us.
They just pushed the set to the side.
Yeah, it looked a little different.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a moment and look at some quick news and gossip.
Yes.
Well, I've been doing some searching over here as I've been on my phone looking to see anything up to the minute with if they were going to announce a renewal of the show. Usually sometimes like at the finale, like I know on Celebrity Apprentice, like they'll come out and they'll say, like, and even on Big Brother, like Julie Chen, I'll be like, we're coming back next year. Now let's finish up this. I was hoping that maybe something would be announced today because Bravo has announced so many shows that have been returning and this is kind of like one of the ones that they haven't really said anything about yet. And there's still no real news. And I've looked at three different websites and like us, everyone says it's a toss-up. You know, I think we can all kind of agree like it could go either way. Yeah. It just doesn't have the ratings of Potomac, but it's not... it's not under a million views. It's not terrible, but, you know, we have to look kind of at other seasons, like at DC probably isn't the best thing to compare it to, but like Miami.
No.
Like Miami ratings.
Well, DC was actually going to come back. They just didn't... The ladies decided that they were not going to film with Michelle. And so Andy wanted Michelle, whatever her name is. They wanted her back. And the other ladies were like, we're not doing this. And because there was such a big mess, this is what I heard. And being in D.C. at the time, that was kind of the word on the street.
That reunion was such a mess. Remember that?
Yeah.
I couldn't even watch it.
I had such high hopes for them.
I know.
D.C. is just like perfect for this kind of show. Yeah.
So, I mean, who knows? But well, as of press time here, we do not know what the future is for this show. But I would like to see it come back. What do you think?
I do, too. I think it has a lot of potential still. I feel like if we don't talk about charity every episode, and if there's so many things to do in Dallas. I mean, you know, the football teams. There's so many different things that weren't touched on.
Yes.
That they could tweak it a little bit.
Less about charity, more about their lives.
But I blame the first half of the season on the production versus the cast, because I feel like when you're on a production, you're geared towards a certain thing, right? And so if they're led to this whole with this whole charity thing, it's kind of like, where else are you gonna go? Like, that's the focus. And so for us as a viewer now, we're like, well, this is why are we talking about charity and poop every week, you know what I mean? So I blame production for that. I think they should definitely come back.
Yeah.
Just with like a
different storylines.
Yes.
I don't want to hear about poop every episode. I don't want to hear about charity every episode. I feel like if they mix up the way that they do the show, I think it has potential to come back.
Yeah.
Maybe a new cast member.
Yeah. To me, it really comes down to production and how this was produced and locations and coming up with the best.
And just the plot points.
And,
Yeah,
but you need to have a good backdrop to set things up to reach that.
But
you know,
I think
that's including casting.
I think now, though, looking at the end of the season, like if let's say we added Marie and let's say we added Heidi, those would be that group now would be a really dynamic group because it would be interesting to see how they got together now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And it was their first season. Everybody was like a rookie, so it's like, you know, I'm sure they'll definitely change. They always grow as the seasons go. So if the women are still there, we're gonna see different sides to them.
Yeah.
I think I said on Twitter to a few people who are tweeting me about this was like, this show deserves to be shot as a Real Housewives.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whatever it was supposed to be that Stephanie told us, she said it was supposed to be like making it in Dallas, and then it was a different show about women of ladies of Dallas, and then it was Real Housewives. So it's like, you know, to me, it was just, it must have been kind of a pain to produce. I feel like they gave us everything they have. Like, you know how they usually have on the other Housewives, like the forgotten footage and all that, and they like cut stuff and they cut down arguments. I feel like
they didn't have anything left.
I feel like we saw it all. Show, yeah, I feel like with this show, they just put it all out there, everything they had.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, if that's true, it was
I wonder how many weeks they filmed for, like how long the filming process was for this one. We should have asked her that.
I'd say 6 weeks. Or 2 months.
Yeah, it didn't feel like...
Not a super long time.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I know that Bravo's been trying to get Dallas on for a very long time, and they just have not been able to get the casting right, and so I guess they just said, like, this is it. This is our Housewives. So there's still more work to be done, I think, but ultimately, we were entertained. I mean, we hope you were. We hope you were
entertained. We were thoroughly entertained.
So much fun.
Yes.
So
this was a good season. We hope the ladies come back for season 2.
Yes.
Yep. And we hope you'll join us right back here at AfterBuzz.
Yes. There's really no one I wouldn't want to see return, right? Yeah. I mean, is there really
anyone? Yeah, I want all of them to come back.
There's room for them. There's room for everyone plus
they
two.
They offer different things, each of them.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're each assets.
Yeah.
And just mixing it up more with, you know, maybe some new cast, maybe Heidi,
two more.
Maybe Marie.
I forgot what season, what franchise it was, and there was so many women on the
Miami.
Intro.
It was like 12.
It was Miami.
It was like 8 of them.
And that's what they had to do.
Lowen's, like, that was the best season ever.
Miami?
Oh my God, yes.
I love Miami.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Sometimes
that was so
you need that. You just need more people in the mix.
Spice it up.
More.
I know that Cheshire has a lineup of women in that show I really enjoy.
New York had 8 last season as well.
Yeah, there was a lot of women in New York.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's okay to America can handle a couple more ladies.
We can handle it.
You know, it's not hard to follow. So we shall see what happens. In the meantime, you can keep up with us here at AfterBuzz TV and elsewhere on social media. So what other shows are you guys on where people can follow you guys, and where can we find you online?
Well, you can find me online at DJ Richie Sky on Instagram and Twitter, and I am headed here, like, I'm leaving here to film Box Office Breakdown, and then the Braxton Family Values, Thursday nights.
You guys can follow me at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook, and tonight we did the Real Housewives of Orange County, so tune in to our new panel.
Yes, and I am Blake V. Please follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media. You can find me on the Bloodline panel, Monday nights. Everything's Monday night for me. So Bloodline and Thomas, myself, and Grant are also on the Real Housewives of Orange County panel. So please tune in for that just before... Well, we did it just before this.
Yes. In addition to Orange County, you guys can find me on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk, and on Big Chat, coming soon in July, Grant's Rants Hollywood
Talk. Oh my God, I'm doing that too.
Really? And please tweet me at Grants_rants. Thank you for watching us till the very end. That'll do it for us for the Real Housewives of Dallas.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.